Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just before 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener on October 14th. And the remainder of the season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Kyle Long was the focus of today's Bears final practice down in Bourbonnais, but not for the right reasons. He was involved in a pair of fights causing John Fox to not only kick him out of practice, but to cut that practice short. Now, Long is coming off a serious ankle injury from last season, and apparently he's itching to get back into a game.
Well, luckily, early on in my career, I didn't have to deal with anything as debilitating as what I sustained last year. So really, this is my first time through something like this. And honestly, I've been chomping at the bit to get back, but they've done a good job of pulling the reins a little bit and making sure that I understand it's a long season. Even though I fully understand that, you're kind of short-sighted when you're injured because you want to get back at it as fast as possible.
But today he was noted for his extracurricular activities. Elsewhere in the NFL, San Diego linebacker Denzel Perryman, he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks with an ankle injury, and Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott, as expected, is appealing his 6-game suspension for a domestic incident. Turning to baseball here at Wrigley, the Cubs are back home following a 3-3 road trip. The Reds are here the next 4 days. Jose Quintana going for the Northsiders this evening, who have a one-game lead in the division over second-place St. Louis. And the White Sox, they have the day off before resuming play out in Los Angeles tomorrow with the Dodgers, the opponent, and they have the best record, of course, in the major leagues. At Jimmy John's, they spend 6 hours slicing and baking to get you fresh, all-natural meats along with locally purchased hand-sliced produce. Jimmy John's, were fresh and fast meat. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. When searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later this evening, 6:30, for Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's followed by the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Thank you, David Schuster. David on our updates the last hour there. Kevin Zipak before that. Kevin Zipak, on record, thinks the Bears are going to start 3-2.
Yeah. So that's one of those things that not enough people care about what Kevin has to say, so it's right. Never going to come up.
Right. If he mattered, people would remember that.
Oh, keep it moving. Wow.
I mean, he put it exactly how I was trying to.
You weren't here for the big meeting, though. You don't understand.
Oh, there was a big meeting last week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I saw it was at 9:30. It was during our show. I couldn't have made it anyway. Hey, let me finish these. Right. Jeff Passan was on the show. He's great. Zach Zabin was on the show. Thank you, Zach. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are the fine producers of the program. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gersh is a video streamer and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Joe Madden will be in studio with us in the performance space over there.
Yeah.
And we'll have a whole bunch of listeners who won some contests and will be here with us for Joe Madden live in studio.
Will they score sanctioned contests? Or did they just win?
Any contest.
Yeah. Dudes outside playing contest. Rochambeau.
Yeah.
All right, I get to go in.
A three-legged race in Iowa. Some guys won that.
Yeah,
a karaoke contest in the Outer Banks.
Just like a spades tournament in Harvey. You know,
Sergio Garcia will be here in the green jacket. Right?
Justin Thomas and Joe Ostrowski for betting on Justin Thomas.
What a great bet.
Yeah, and Texas de Brazil will be here tomorrow with food.
Nice. Again?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Are they going to bring the arachetta that was here last time? Whatever those sausages were. Oh,
it was great.
All right, so anyway, there's a meeting last week, 9:30. We would have missed it. Did you miss it?
I assume. I hosted the show.
Well, we learned that Kevin Zipak is a non-entity.
Oh, yeah, no. So they recognized over the last year all the new additions to CBS Radio.
Members of new additions.
And the score. The score, more importantly. And, I mean, they were... Ray Diaz's picture got up on the screen.
Anybody who got any kind of promotion, mm-hmm. too.
Interns, you know, everything. And by the end of the reel... old Z-Pack, who has been doing double duty in the mornings for a while now and has stepped his game up. I will say this.
For sure.
Kevin Zipak is one of the most improved players at this station over the last year or so.
Amen. He hosts an entertaining hour or two on a Sunday morning.
He's got very, very high war for what he does.
No doubt. And
it's like Tommy Pham.
Zero.
Not
zero
mention.
No mention. And he was a little touched about it.
I understand.
Don't blame him. I didn't hear that.
And the other moment was...
Is that because they thought, like, they got confused alphabetically? Like, they got through the D's.
It was actually a guy with a DZA name that they mentioned and not DZI.
And they're talking... Pack.
Right.
They loved him.
He's doing great work.
That guy's really good.
At one point...
Buys the best staplers in the city.
Absolutely. It's Tim Pullman and Mitch are sitting up there. For people who don't know, Tim is our cluster senior
the boss
of the capo di tutti capi.
He's the 6'7" Grim Reaper,
and he looks at Mitch. And he says, "And we've changed a lot of the station around. It's a big year for us with new shows. And Danny Parkins is here. Mm-hmm. We're happy with him, right?"
Well, you know what it is, though.
Yeah.
You know what it is. I laughed because it's a Spiegel question,
right?
It's a Spiegel question where Spiegel wants you to go down a certain road.
Yeah.
And he just leads you there, and he's like, he gives you all the information he wants, and then he goes, right? Because he wants you at the end to come to his conclusion. Like, I'm like, oh my God, he did a Spiegel question.
I didn't even realize I did that.
Oh my man, like you'll talk to a manager, you'll talk to a baseball dude, and you'll have him down your train of thought, and he was like, at the end of it, you're like, now agree with me. which was a tactic,
and then I didn't know, I thought that the delivery was important because I wasn't there. It was like, we're happy with Danny. Right? Or like, we're happy with Danny, right? You know what I mean? Like, the delivery of it matters.
Yes, the context.
We're happy with him.
Of course we are.
Yes, of course.
The average quarterly hour numbers up and showed us just pulling out that score package all over town on people. So, I mean, things are cool. Things are good for another 3 months or so until the world ends when the numbers aren't the same or whatever. But, yeah, Kevin
Zipak. Or until the world actually ends.
Yeah, I was going to say lots of possibilities for the world actually ends.
Is the weekend over?
Dude,
is it over?
It's funny because it's a weekend for some.
Yeah.
You know? It's a weekend for some. That was a thing this weekend. And I tried my best. And I'm not going to take it here right now because I'm happy, Jason. Hey, dude, at 8:20 this morning, I dropped my kid off and I come around Ontario with the inner drive over onto Ontario. And, you know, I got my arm out the window. I'm listening to my music. As soon as the kid's out of the car, I turn it all the way up. And I'm thinking about all the things that might happen on today's show. Good and bad, all the topics, all the things that are running through my head. And my head was in a certain place. And one of my Hispanic homies out of nowhere said, "Yo, golf!" And I'm like, my man, made me smile, dude. Like, immediately made me smile. From all the things that, you know, have been on my bird since last night, since Saturday, since Friday night, whenever you may want to think about these things or forced to think about these things, I thought about it. And some random dude in a delivery truck just screamed, "Yo, golf!" And I'm like, there it is.
Sometimes you need that, right?
There it is, man.
Sometimes you need it.
Kidding me? My kid's smile won't keep me down for too long.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because there's a war going on outside. And a lot of people are just being introduced to it, unfortunately.
Did you notice?
How you could be just introduced.
No.
I don't know how you could be.
This morning, a man named Kenneth Frazier, the CEO of Merck Pharmaceuticals, resigned from the presidential advisory board. Does that name ring a bell?
Kenneth Merck?
Kenneth Frazier.
Oh, Kenneth Frazier.
Kenneth Frazier, CEO of Merck.
Oh.
It didn't until I read your
his
piece.
Name was discussed often on this show in 2012. He was the head of the Penn State Board of Trustees. Oh. He personally was the most instrumental in making the decision to fire Joe Paterno for all of the right reasons.
Yeah, I saw his picture. I just didn't.
And
I had no.
He's the one who said, this exactly. isn't about the minimal legal standard. This is about our failure as a university to protect children.
I didn't realize that's the same
it
guy.
It was the same guy. He
Oh, man.
He,
that's he, quite, not only that, quite a public life.
Not only yeah. that, he hired Louis Free. He commissioned the Free Report. He defended the Free Report. He presented the findings of the Free Report. He also told Louis Free, shine as harsh a light as you need to shine on us as a board and on anyone in the administration and anyone at this university. And it was that report that only in March resulted in the sentencing of Curley and Schultz and Spanier. But it was him. And he's the one that talked to the New York Times and said, we're ashamed. Our hearts are heavy. We failed to protect kids. And he's the one that specifically, and it was, and he's the one that drew the ire of what became the army of Jobots. And his term expired, and he's no longer on the board because he was part of the area leaders appointees. It isn't a lifetime term, but it isn't as long a term. But he was the one who had the courage to say what he said, to do what he did, to oust Joe Paterno because he deserved to be fired, and for him to own it and say it. So I was when I saw that name today and immediately saw the president of the United States who turned his fire on him for daring to oppose
the
white supremacists.
The base.
That it was.
Everybody's surprised by that though. Like at some point we need to stop being surprised by things. And I'm shaking right now because I don't want to do this right now.
You don't have.
But yeah, at some point we need to stop being surprised and look at the people that you actually have conversations with every day. Like we don't think that these people are among us, but they are, and they give out bank loans, and sometimes they have badges. And sometimes they are taking care of your kid and you don't know it. But the people that you do talk to every day and you get underneath the surface and you find out what really makes them tick, those are the people. Those are the ones that really can affect things. Because let's face it, no movement ever on the side of good has been accomplished by one type of person. None. Whether it be any sure. women's movement, whether it be any African-American movement, whether it be any movement involving civil liberties. And I've said it so many times, man. Everyone loves to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. And then they casually dismiss some of his most important writings and some of his most important speeches and sayings. And a letter from a Birmingham jail. I've been beating people over the head with it for 3 years now. I did it when me and Speaks talked about this. The people, the moderates that are around you that you think are down for the cause but allow behavior and in a way are complicit in this behavior. Let me tell you something right now. I know family that will never be around my child. You know why? Because of the way they think about people. Because of the things that I've heard people say. And I'm not down for your second chances. So if I'm not down for your second chances, you're my family. And I don't want my son to ever be infested with that garbage. Think about how I feel looking at people who you know who you're around. And you know when you check that behavior. And once that behavior goes unchecked, it becomes commonplace. And people think white privilege is anyone getting a hotel room before you or a seat at a dinner table before you. That's not what it is. White privilege really is walking around here thinking that it's all good until you see a catastrophe, until you see a tragedy. I saw people screaming at the top of their lungs on every news station of every color because of what happened this weekend. Of every color. I saw two white groups going at it. Not many African-Americans were in that crowd, but guess what? African-Americans were like, yo, Heather Heyer and her family, condolences out to her family. This is appalling. This is shameful. And every person that I saw with a suit and tie on that was African-American that was screaming about that, I thought about all those times that when things don't affect you, how you go about it. When you're not affected by something because you can't relate to the person or you don't look like that person, people still hurt. So that's the problem. That's been the problem for a very long time. Shout out to Mully and Hanley this morning, too, by the way, because I turned them on as soon as I dropped my kid off and got by the house, and I turned them on after I listened to a little bit of music, and I listened to those two brothers talk about things that I've never heard them talk about. And they may have talked about it before, I just have never heard them. And this shock in Mully's voice when those text messages that come to this show every single day, when he was reading those, I can show Mully some tweets and some text messages that will make him blush. And we've been in this business a very long time. That's what I'm talking about. The privilege of not having to deal with it if it doesn't affect you. And until we feel like it all affects us, we're screwed. It's very easy to be a hateful person. You see something different from you, you feel insecure about your standing in life, you feel like somebody's taking away your opportunities, bam, perfect recipe. Now you can be ignorant. Now you can do what you want. And then you have the cloak and the cover of being ignorant and doing what you want around people that will allow you to, but say they voted a certain way or say they feel a certain way about things. This needs to stop. I swear to God, I hate talking about this as much as I have to. I love talking about football and basketball and baseball and all these things. I hate talking about this as much as I have to. But guess what? I have to, because if I don't do it, then it may not get done in the way it's supposed to. It may not. I'm not here to pat anybody on the back. I don't need to give anybody a safety pin on Twitter. No white man or white woman needs to raise their hand to me and say, I'm not the racist one. That's not the problem anymore. That's rarely been the problem, to be honest with you. And now it's so bold and so empowered that they are sending messages to the president. And did you see what the Stormfront put on their website?
Yeah, man.
Saying, hey, he did really good. He didn't condemn us at all. Everything
God
is all
bless
good.
Him. Yeah. God bless him.
Like, these are the issues, man. Screw your safety pins. Screw who you voted for.
They
all
don't
those
wear
things.
Hoods anymore.
That's
right.
The
They've
thing,
been emboldened.
Man.
They don't wear hoods.
They dudes out there with their faces out.
Right.
Faces, and this is the problem too. We need to stop doing the, because I did it. I did it as well. We need to stop doing the, we need to hear the other side thing. I did that on the Spiegel and Goff show because I didn't know where else to turn. We need to stop that.
Well, that was the 10
o'clock.
We need
to stop hearing the other side of racism.
That was our conversation.
We also similarly need to do away with false equivalency. We need to do away with the yeah, but what abouts?
Man,
How about this? How about there? There used to be a side of anti-fascism called the United States Army that went all over the world to spill their blood to eradicate it. There is not another side. There isn't an equivalency. There isn't, yeah, but what about the on all sides? Those words of that speech, the on all sides, on many sides speech. I can't believe it even needs to be said. The people reaching for desperate, flimsy, false equivalencies and false flags. The number of tweets that I've gotten from people.
Yeah, but that's
it
been
isn't
allowed
even real
and encouraged for a long time.
No doubt.
Of course it
no
has.
Doubt.
Like the debate must be embraced.
Yes,
every side has value.
Right.
And our entire culture of news coverage and sports coverage and everything
exactly,
is part of that.
I was previously concerned that it only infected sports. Mm. I was worried that
they got it from politics. This
is the level of discord. This is how you do it now. We talked about this, Vs. You go to your agenda filled corner and you come out swinging.
And then after 30 minutes, see you back here tomorrow when I'll do it again.
Real deal.
Right. And I'll tell you why LeBron James sucks.
And ratings go around.
And all you've done is inflame people who can't think for themselves while you go have a dinner or a lunch with a person and laugh about what you just did, the conversations and the tones that are set. I truly wish these things did not occur, but we've also been complicit in this as well, because I'm not speaking for all African Americans, but this is no surprise to anybody that's 45, 50 years and younger. This is no surprise. We've been talking about this so much so that we put it in the music. We've made jokes about it, you know, and that's cool to sing about it and to laugh about it. But in some ways, we've been talking about this for a very long time, and nothing really has resonated enough. It took 8 years And this is the other thing, too, and I'm going to upset some people here, and I don't give a damn. It took 8 years for certain white men to feel like this country was being taken away from them. 8 years. I'm 36 years old. The first time somebody called me the N-word was when I was 10 years old. So 26 years after that, I got my reckoning. I got my realization, whether you like it or not. And other than relatability and pride and features that resemble yours, go back and check what happened for people of color in this country over the last 8 years. Not as much as you think. So for everybody that wants to do the whole Obama versus Trump thing, liberal versus conservative thing, this is a hate thing. This is a differences thing, and it's also a complicit in nature thing when you don't smash it out immediately. Listen, I was somewhere this weekend where I was like, I heard someone say, and I'm ashamed. I heard someone say, you know what? My son ain't dating no white girl. And I was like, man, more for my kid. And I said that in a way that I will always teach my son to love whoever loves you, my man. Of course. You're going to relate and you're going to have the same stories and common backgrounds as people of the same skin color. But I'll be damned if anyone treats my son poorly, man or woman, and make him think that he has to go about it in a way where he has to abide by it because they're the same skin color. Man, these kinds of conversations, immediately I say, yeah, well, that's the wrong way to think. And that might be why you're in the situation you're in. The person wasn't very happy with me, packed my stuff up, went home. But these are the conversations. So the next time you're at a poker table, the next time you're at a bar, all these things that you say in front of black people that you think gets you points, say it when none is around. Say it to somebody who's doing these things and saying these things that disrespect the people of color that you call friends on a surface level if it's anything more than surface. Simple as that. And this thing will be stamped out. I'd love to come to work every single day and talk about nothing but sports and love and happiness and do all the joyful things. Man, we get paid to talk about balls and sticks and pucks and all that. We get paid for this. But I'm still a citizen and I'm still a black man. And I still see the things that go on. My fiance couldn't even speak on it this weekend. She was so tired of it. While rehearsing for a presentation. Like, these are the things that are on everyone's heads. And then we go back to our homes and act like our fathers or our uncles or our cousins or our sisters or brothers aren't saying these things around us. Just because you're not walking around burning a cross or a tiki torch, which is very manly, just because you're not doing that doesn't mean that your hands aren't a part of this as well. And as simple as that, sometimes you got to put it on people to really change something. Everybody's feeling way too comfortable in these moments, way too comfortable. These dudes are walking around with their faces out. Come on. And then we got the Times and the Post, who we'd love to credit with great work. We got them talking about the backgrounds. I saw this dude's mom, who had one of the Tiki Torch dude's mom, said, I never knew my son felt this way. He has a black friend. BS.
That was what the mom of the driver said. They thought he was going to do a Trump rally, but he had a black friend.
Of course.
All I would add in... Listen, we got our thoughts out there a lot during the 10 o'clock hours.
Listen, man.
It's super powerful hearing from you. You never need to apologize from it. But the only thing I would say,
dare apologize.
Yeah, never. We do have a majority white audience at this station, and that was why not calling it what it was the first time from the leader of the free world, supposedly, was so disappointing to many of us, because white people calling it out for what it is matters, right?
No doubt.
And that's the thing, that, like, those symbols, Jay, like, you know, Nazi symbols to a Jewish guy who's been to Israel, exactly, and been to the Holocaust Museum, like, it did, like, it ruined my Saturday too. And you're right, and it is just a weekend.
I hurt for you. Like, that's the thing. But when I see that kind of stuff, I hurt for my Jewish friends.
Right.
Because I know what that means to them.
And so that, to me, it's beyond, it's just like, this one, and I did the thing on false equivalences earlier too. It's A, how we got in the situation politically, because it was like, but emails, but he's the, you know what I mean? Like, it's how we got here. Right. But then, man, Black Lives Matter is not, there is no counterfactual to Nazism. Right? Like, it's ludicrous that it's even debated.
It's the equivalent of saying that Martin Luther King was anti, because he was anti-racist, that's part of the on many sides. Saying that somehow he's at fault when the fire hoses turn on him or when the dogs are unleashed on him. It's like, well, you know, there's many sides. They're down here protesting our heritage.
Yeah. So even though it's easy for us to say, like-minded people in this room, it still needs to be said. Like, right? I think white people saying to white people, hey, you should be able to call this one racist.
Did you hear what John Oliver said?
If you can't call this one racist, you got to look at yourself.
You know,
right?
16 years here, I've never called a person in sports racist. Like
in any of our discussions?
Not tongue in cheek and anything like that. We joke around. I mess around with Shane all the time, whatever. But I've never called someone racist. You know why? Because the label really isn't as powerful as the execution, man. Like, simple as that. I mean, Elgin Baylor. You know, we talk about, like, back in the day, even when Dan and Terry used to do the shows and they, you know, a brother would call up and he would be saying some things and he'd talk about the Klansmen under the bed. Like, there's something rooted in that, though, because we called Elgin Baylor crazy for years. And because he was a losing general manager, get out of here. And then he came with his civil suit. And it's like, oh, well, he's trying to get money back because he sucked with the Clippers. It took a mistress for people in the NBA and the sports world to realize that, oh, wait a minute, one of the billionaire boys club owners is a raging racist.
You know, the biggest housing.
Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling.
Right.
Biggest housing discrimination
walking
settlement.
Walking into locker rooms and pointing at black players and saying, look at my prized bucks. Like, real deal. Mm-hmm. And the bigger part of that is, to me, he was really mad that people of his ilk were going to find out that she was taking pictures with Magic Johnson. Think about who those people are. That's the problem I have. Like, racism is one thing, but the power to hire, the power to give out bank loans, the power to build businesses, the power, all these things that set families in situations and trajectories that we don't even think of, you know? I mean, think about people who are denied loans by the people that are walking around with these tiki torches with their faces out. That's what it is. So me calling a broadcaster a racist means nothing.
It's the actual effect of it, which is why any other words, and 48 hours after the fact, any speechifying and already spineless people are saying, oh, it's so presidential to finally be calling it out.
Yeah, man.
Well, here's the thing. When
Van Jones got to learn from that. He learned twice now.
When there are,
stop that.
When,
stop that.
When there remain right now, it is a fact that there are three white supremacists working for the administration.
No doubt.
And a minimum of three avowed affiliated white supremacists in Sebastian Gorka, Steve Bannon, and Stephen Miller.
Yeah.
And so words are words. Mm-hmm. But when those are the people with the ear of the supposed leader of the free world, that's what's still happening, regardless of any speech, of anything that's said. And you want to call these people out as thugs, they're sitting right next to you. They're behind the curtain. They help craft that speech.
And this
that's one thing he won't do. He will not be calling them out today.
And the last thing I'll say, this isn't some start. Like, people are acting like this is some start. Like, Donald Trump is the culmination of these things. Yeah, if you voted for Donald Trump, I don't believe that all those people are racist, but he played to a base of people who were angry, insecure, upset about whatever employment status that they may have or may not have at this point. And also, that's the part. And also, the people that hate brown people, black people, yellow people, Jewish people, all these people.
He left it open to accept their fervor and activism.
He was the leader of the birther movement.
He won't deny it.
Like, why are we acting like this is a surprise?
He spent years decrying the president as illegitimate because he wasn't one of us.
He was a truther about the Central Park Five for decades.
And still hasn't apologized to those five young men.
No.
That wasn't even a truther thing. That was like, I'm trying to put you in jail.
Right, yeah. So this isn't the start. Like, oh my God, this look how things are turning. Man, I hate to say it this way, but old black men have been saying this for years. And this is the result of it. This is the result of it. Now, what we got to do, like, for instance, Memphis and Detroit and all these things that we look back in our history, and I won't even say African-American history because African-American history is American history. When we look back on those cities and think of those things like Selma and Memphis and Detroit and all these, and the movie that's out now what's going to happen is Charlottesville, North Charleston, Like, these should be our times where this is a turning point where what are you going to do? What is this generation going to do?
To me, Charlottesville is Kent State. If you're looking for the kind of parallel for what that was in 1970, for something that clearly just went too far and forced a reckoning. And I'm not saying that obviously the political vectors are in any way similar.
Right.
But the idea of a handful of people dying in this way, right, with this kind of attention, that it's we're never going to forget it. And there's sometimes these moments that you know in the moment how significant it is. It's what are you prepared to do now?
Yeah.
We're lucky that we're able, for better or for worse, we have the power of these microphones. But everybody now can be amplified. And so much of it is just like you say, those conversations, sometimes the quietest conversations, not the loudest, not the most strident, but sometimes the quietest. And sometimes it's finding the right places to give your time and money in the right towns. If you look around on Twitter, if you follow the Southern Poverty Law Center, they have listed any number of organizations in Charlottesville alone that are ecumenical organizations across different religions working for all the best reasons.
Yeah.
There are initiatives, active initiatives, where this kind of effort, where it's not just cheap, it's not just talk, and it's not hashtag activism. It's boots on the ground, and it's your time.
Yeah, there's a lot of cubicle revolutionaries.
Money.
You need to stop that and link up with somebody. And then look at your hiring processes. Maybe you're not the person that hires people, but you're on top of that person. But look at those things. Like, these things, you unearth these things, you'll be surprised what you find. And maybe we could, you know, maybe we could try to have a better winter than we did a summer.
Turn a negative into a positive, because it was one hell of a negative over the last 48 hours.
And Mike Glennon still sucks.
Have a good show, gentlemen. They are Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Scoreboard update.
129, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning for the home opener on October 14th and the remainder of the season. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. They held a football practice, the final one down in Bourbonnais today, and a fight broke out. Two, in fact, and Kyle Long was involved in both of them, thus getting kicked out by his coach, John Fox, who was none too happy about it.
You know, there's a certain standard we have, and something we weren't very pleased with. I haven't had a chance to visit with them, but something that we'll handle internally.
And the Bears will practice up here the rest of the week before their next preseason game, which is coming up on Saturday night out in Arizona. Baseball here at Wrigley tonight, it's the Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds, as the Cubs open up a 7-game homestand with Jose Quintana on the mound. As for the White Sox, they'll be out in Los Angeles tomorrow against the incredibly hot Dodgers. And in hockey, the NHL Network has named Patrick Kane as its number one winger in the league. Start your fantasy football league right by booking your draft party at B-Dubs. You'll get a free draft kit and enjoy a draft feast of boneless wings, three sides, and three shareables at a special price. Only at Buffalo Wild Wings, beer, sports, at participating locations while supplies last. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rogers and Hollins, Chicago's jeweler for over 100 years, and they know all about marketing milestones, from engagement rings and diamond pendants to birthstone earrings and bolo bracelets. They have an amazing selection to help make your special moments memorable. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home with the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later this evening, 6:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's followed by the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in a new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down.
or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
There's a reason that Sunrise Chevy has received so many awards, like the Exclusive Mark of Excellence Award from Chevy, or the 2017 Consumer Satisfaction Award from DealRater, or an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, or even their 4.5-star rating on Google. And Sunrise Chevy wants you to know it's customers like you that are the reason they are such big winners. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Find new roads.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Chris Hardwick here. In today's Xfinity X1 Challenge, we are talking to real people about their current in-home Wi-Fi experience. Here's what they had to say.
If we have three or four devices on at once, it slows down.
Then we showed them that Xfinity delivers a whole new Wi-Fi experience for your home. With Xfinity XFi, you'll get the speed and most reliable coverage your family needs to do everything they love to do online.
Oh, it's way faster.
You can even control who's connected to your home network and when. Let's say it's bedtime for the kids, it can be bedtime for the Wi-Fi on their devices, too.
Fantastic. We don't have any of this.
Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity is America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. And now you can get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and EcoBill and AutoPay enrollment. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Without EcoBill and AutoPay, monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swipe left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Let's say we do this right now. How about it? Len Casper, going to talk Cubs at 2, all kinds of stuff there. Some point in the 3 o'clock hour, Zach Zaidman is actually going to step by live to give us the latest on the Bears. And
a live hit?
Yeah, some stuff going on. They sign a kicker. They kick out Kyle Long.
This weekend was crazy in sports, too. Like,
yes.
Marcus Wheaton breaks a pinky toe or shot my pinky toe off. No, he broke a pinky finger. And Prince Amukamara this morning had an injury. And I saw Rich Campbell tweet, hopefully this doesn't linger into September. I'm like, what's going on?
And then at 3:40, Daytona 500 winner Kurt Busch is going to join us.
Nice.
The irascible one.
Kurt?
He'd catch these hands.
Well,
Kurt Busch.
I mean, in one of the two remaining sports that you can fight and everything be all right. Hey, you might as well throw hands if you have to.
We will do In Other News at 4. We'll do It's On at 5:30 and surprises along the way as well. This segment on Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington Stores your back-to-school headquarters and save big on shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, casual looks, and basics. Your favorite brand names for less. Burlington, style for everyone. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein.
You can tweet me now.
Okay, good.
It's been lifted.
The ban has been lifted?
Yes, yes.
Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. Website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and stuff like that. You can interact with us and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page.
I'm going to go to Facebook right now.
You check that out. Also, Facebook Live and Watch670TheScore.com is where you find our video feed. That's brought to you by American Needle. That's directed by Brian Gertsch.
We'd like to send along birthday greetings to Jack Ruby. He was here with a party of 20, a lot of grandchildren to celebrate birthday number 82, I believe.
Now that's not fair.
83?
83.
Oh, my God.
See,
Vanetti.
Yeah, Jay.
Vanetti.
Dude.
Vanetti.
Now they're becoming cheap now.
Yeah, you can't bait him into saying it.
Yeah, like it's not even lovemaking anymore. Now it's just meet me in the broom closet. There's nothing poetic
about
it.
That's like you're trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Come here right now. I'm ovulating. Right. Like, come on, man. Ugh. These 83s need to be romanticized a little bit more than that. We're just
reaching.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it happen. Let it be real.
The
producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Cube, I ain't forgot about you, man. I just been so busy, baby. You know I got to make business like you, too. But I will be there for the 4-point challenge, man. Me and my crew going to show you what we do.
Oh, LeVar. Stop talking, LeVar.
He's not going to. You know that, right?
And Cube beat him in a 4-point challenge at that. It's like a 35-foot shot. You know, they took it from the Rock and Jock, the 7-8-point shot or whatever it was. Cube hit 2 4-pointers on him, LeVar. LeVar's stroke is terrible. Pause. Go ahead.
Today on the board is Anthony Gill.
Because I ain't scared of you, man. You know I hit them shots with my eyes closed. I'm about to go up in Tasty's to get me some Tasty so I can taste that ass. Pop time. Let's go, big baller brand. We out.
the biggest pause for that one. Wait a minute.
Well, wait a minute, Levi. Hey.
Nice lady. Hey, man. I mean, sometimes when you get big money, you like different things afterwards. All right. Well, you are no longer a hater, apparently.
Yeah, this segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day, and they bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983.
Oh, Tony.
That's Jimmy Fresh. We also have a giveaway.
Tony, you got to hit those. If you don't hit those, then, you know, they start to...
I got
to
plug up the thing.
Okay, all right. You got to hit those, because then they look at me like I gave the reference for you, and then, you know, we got to talk afterwards.
Between now and 6 o'clock, somebody, not right now, but somebody is going to win an overnight stay in a deluxe room and a round of golf on either the Brute or Highlands at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in nearby Lake Geneva.
The Brute.
Well, or the Highlands. Either one. And a room.
Which one would you pick? If you could pick the Brute or the Highlands.
I'd probably pick the Highlands because it sounds easier.
It really does, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah. You don't want to go against a brute of a golf course?
Right. That's kind of the thing. I'd watch the Highlands.
Watch the Highlands just be an
just
absolutely
kick my ass.
Terrible. Yeah, just sand traps everywhere, a little water here and there. Watch the Highlands just be an absolute nightmare for you.
And I don't need a lot of trouble to find it.
Really?
If there's trouble on a course.
Oh, no doubt.
Believe me.
Yeah.
If there's one sand trap on an entire course, I will be
How often
it.
Do you get out?
Not often enough.
Like three times a year, maybe?
No more than that, probably.
Yeah?
I'd say four or five times.
Got a set of clubs in the back, still haven't gone out.
Yeah, we're going to get you there. We're going to do that.
And then we'll go fishing.
We're going to do fishing, and everything is going to be good. Right. Got Cubs thoughts coming up. We got Len Casper at the top of the hour. I would give you, remember that Javier Baez plate appearance.
Okay.
Because when you think about the situation with two strikes, having just swung at an awful pitch, and having, he was preparing to.
You're talking about the launch,
yeah,
right?
Okay. But right before that, though, all just right. preparing to Javi all over that at bat, to Javi the Javi out of it, right?
Well, he didn't get a Javi-like pitch either, though.
No, he didn't. But I was thinking in that moment,
like he goes top shelf fastball. I think Javi's all over himself.
We always talk about the ebbs and flows of a game and leverage index and what happens with win expectancy, right? I was thinking about narrative leverage. The difference of that hanging breaking ball in the
things.
Narrative,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
If they, because two runs wasn't going to win that game.
No.
And they go on to, you know, he strikes out a ball in the dirt. They end up losing the game. Like, we're tied with the Cardinals. Right. Coming home.
Last three
and I know it's, yeah, look, I'm not overrating it. I know exactly what it is mathematically. And I'm not making the argument that it had some great meaning or momentum
right,
or anything like
you.
That.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to couch it. I know where you're at.
But the way the front page of that
how
paper looks,
spun.
The feeling that
back
would,
to the future
exactly,
yeah.
And the narrative leverage of that pitch.
I'm trying to get there
from,
with you right now.
From swinging at a ball in the dirt and striking out and to hitting 1,470 feet.
I'm glad you mentioned Javi because we're on the same wavelength here. I don't think there is any more fulfilling physical performer in this city right now in terms of when they do what they do, how you feel it, right?
Yeah, the connection right? that you have.
Right,
with,
when Javi gets a hold of one.
But Wilson was there, though.
I understand.
Right?
But has Wilson built up whatever it is inside of your sports heart and body as a Cubs observer or a Cubs fan that Javi has? I don't think he has. Even he's been terrific, but when Javi does it, just it might be because of the tags as well. I don't know what a one-timer by Artemi Panarin that he fell in love with at the end of the season. No longer here, right? All right. I mean, what physical thing brings you joy that Jonathan Toews does? And you're like, oh my God, yes. Outside of you being a hockey nerd,
right?
You know what I mean? When he connects with a baseball and you know he got all of it because his body language, you can hear Len getting ready to squeeze the old saccharonis and hit that high note. Like, think about
it. Squeeze the old saccharonis.
Jordan Howard hasn't run over enough people for you to be like, yes, that was it.
Right, Derek wasn't dunking on people.
Exactly.
Right.
Derek isn't here anymore. Think about it. In this city, who has a more fulfilling physical performance than Javi Baez when he does what he does?
You probably have to go back to the moment when you knew Devin Hester was gone. from when he would make, when he'd stick his foot
those
in the ground.
Those are Hall of Fame heights, though. I'm like, just that's saying, Hall of Fame vibe.
Right, but when Devin would make
in terms of feeling, I'm not saying, even talking about football.
You knew it. When Devin would make that cut.
Where it was like, oh, like, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Because even with Chris, yeah. Chris has a sweet swing where you're like, yo, he just crushed that, but I'm sitting here appreciating the beauty of that man's swing. When Anthony last year going down to the knee when he got it, really, and you're like, oh, and it happened like three or four times, but I don't think there's anybody touching Javi in terms of how he, what he pulls out of you as a baseball fan in this city when he connects.
All right, Lynn Casper, top of the hour, talking first place Cubs on the Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on the Score.
It'll be very fascinating to see what the market will be for Jake in the offseason, and we'll see how the postseason run, if the Cubs make it, will go for him. I expect him to cash in for sure.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
The famed Arlington Million may be over, but the exciting racing season is not, with plenty of fun events and exciting racing yet to come. This weekend at Arlington is a first-ever whiskey and spirit tasting. Also coming up over the next couple of months is the always popular Party in the Park After Dark, and the second Binney's Wine Tasting event in September. All that, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and win a few bucks with edge-of-your-seat excitement on the track. Arlington, running through September 23rd. For tickets and a rundown of events, go to arlingtonpark.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS This Fall, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
There's an Ad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, coming to CBS this fall.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This bud's for you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment of the Bernstein and Goff Show is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. So Len Casper is going to join us in just a little bit, but a lot of people responding to that connection people have to Javier Baez. Yeah. And I will tell you this, that the effect that Baez has had on the youth baseball that I've seen.
A lot of big swingers.
Not big swingers. It's been the Bryce Harper effect and the Baez effect of not only like during warmups, how many times a coach has to say, "You're not Javier Baez," because of the trying to make certain kinds of flips and swipes and tags.
What if you do have a Javi Baez and you're putting a wet blanket on his artistry?
I don't think so. Especially when it's my kid, I could be the judge of that. But just and the eye black, the way guys will purposely smear the eye black at a downward like 90-degree angle after the cheekbone because of some
for what?
Because that's the way
kids wearing eye black.
Are you kidding? Because they
no,
can,
I'm not kidding.
Because they can.
And get your ass kicked in eye black the same way you would without it.
Hey, that's not the point. The point is you do it because they do it.
Hey, you know what it is? I think Tony could probably relate. Because he's black. The shooting sleeves that brother started wearing for some reason after Iverson, and you'd go to any pickup ballpark or any game outside, and
baseball players are wearing shooting sleeves.
Dudes
now.
Wearing shooting sleeves, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, if you come to the park with a shooting sleeve, you're whack. I don't want you.
You're
on my
a
team.
Bum. Yeah. One, if you wear an NBA jersey while playing ball, you're a bum. If you wear the whole outfit, somebody needs to kick you off the court immediately. And a shooting sleeve. You don't have bone spurs in your elbow. Like your elbow doesn't need to get warmed up. You're trash, probably. Cut it out. Just wear a regular tank top and go play ball. Hey, by the way, if you are in the Facebook Live stream or chat group or whatever it is right now that I'm looking at, be very prepared to see some things that might trouble you.
Oh, they're out there?
Yeah. And I'm not trying to play it up to send more traffic. Yeah, I don't know, it's whatever about the traffic. But this isn't your run-of-the-mill day, especially after the transition where I said that maybe
we should be nice to each other.
Yeah, maybe we should take care of each other and stamp out any kind of ridiculousness that is around you. There are some
Nazism is bad.
Pretty
controversy
much.
Ensues.
Yeah. So if you are headed to the Facebook chat, that's how you consume the show. We appreciate you.
Oh, they're out on the text lines as well.
Oh yeah, but that's the thing. Those I find it amazing. And I'm so glad you just reminded me of this because I know we got a break. The cowards that listen to this radio station, that call our office manager on the 10th floor, Veronica Blanco, when we give out this phone number 70 times a day, it's stuck in your caller, you know, your contacts. You probably have it.
Call Veronica?
They call Veronica.
To do what?
To bitch about what's going on the airwaves here.
Right here.
Yes. So for the cowards that like to text, you know, think of a time when there was no text messaging and your voice was heard here on the Voice of the Chicago Fan. Yeah, don't be a coward. Don't call Veronica. Don't yell at a lady on the 10th floor who isn't even around us. Call this show. You don't have to talk to Mully and Handley about it. You don't have to talk to Spiegel and Parkins about it. You may not have to talk to Lawrence about it, although I think you may. Call this show. Don't stop being cowards out there. Stop hiding behind text messages and anonymous Twitter avatars. For all you people out there, you saw people in Charlottesville show their faces.
They don't wear hoods anymore.
Don't be a punk. Get along with it. Get with the program. I've been saying it for a long time. Like, stop acting like you can't say whatever you want to say now.
And don't give a fake name.
Yeah.
Give your real name.
Be that guy.
And own it.
Be the guy that you want to be. Don't hide behind these Twitter text fingers and all these other things that you want to do. Be that dude. Don't call our office manager. Call us. Because every time during a segment that may be a little bit controversial, she texts me like, what happened? And I have to apologize every single time.
And
to
for
her.
Those who are saying, I don't want to hear politics.
It's not political. It's talking. It's just about being a human.
Yeah, being against the Nazis, being against the Ku Klux Klan is not politics.
Not at all. Not at all.
That's not political.
Not at all.
And if you noticed the way people of all different political affiliations have weighed in, it's not that's not politics. Nah, so don't describe it as such, because you're wrong.
Don't be a weirdo. Len Casper coming up next right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
As the Bears prepare for Game 1 versus the Falcons, The Score continues to bring you the latest on the team's progress. Listen for Bears reports from Zach Zegman live from the practice field, plus input from our team of Bears experts, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on The Score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Diehard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever Diehard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers and a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express.
Weighing your options for college? Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without